Hey there, Softball Universe. Welcome back to another episode of Softball Diaries. I'm your host, Alex Clayer. My co-host, Matthew Bogomilski.
Hey-o. Welcome to Softball Diaries. Matthew Bogomilski. Joining you on a very special episode of Softball Diaries.
So special.
It's Labor Day, so I hope you guys are all not laboring, because you don't labor on Labor Day. Here I am in studio with our special guest, Noah Rush.
Hello.
Yeah, and yeah. Noah Rush's doppelganger, Alex Clegger.
Hey, yo. Hey, now.
And Erica Gallagher, she's here. She's going to be saying some stuff.
Hey, yo.
don't steal my thing. we have a game recap coming up, obviously. We get to interview Noah Rush, another man of mystery that we get to find out some more about. Who knows? Who knows what he is at? I want him to lead a parallel life to yours, Clegger. Just a parallel life.
Parallel? I feel like perpendicular would be more interesting.
Guess.
All right. Puka, how's your weekend going?
It's been going all right. Haven't done much, but that's fine because I've enjoyed my couch. I'm not laboring this Labor Day weekend. Try and go to the beach where they weren't even allowing people on the beach. That's crazy.
Yeah, and your favorite sport, which really is like such a weird sport, NCAA college football is back.
It's not my favorite sport, but yeah, I like college football.
It definitely is your favorite sport.
Okay, I like it. I enjoy it. It's nice to be able to watch something other than baseball.
Yeah, but college football is like such like, it's entertaining, but it leads up to nothing, and it's like these games mean nothing, and there's so many teams.
I disagree. Every game means a lot. If you lose a game, it's a really big deal. Clegger, did you go to Made in America?
Matt Kelchner of Matt K fame, not our Matt K, had tickets but was out of town, so he gave Eric and I his tickets for the weekend. We didn't go yesterday because the lineup sucked, and we went like at like 8 o'clock on Saturday. We saw Jamie XX and Rihanna. Rihanna was good, not great. I don't know. We saw Beyonce once when we went to Made in America. Beyonce was amazing. Rihanna was I don't know.
She doesn't bring the same level of energy to her.
She just kind of sang the hooks of her songs and other people's songs, and that was it. She only had one dance move, which was kind of like loopy. And that was sort of it. The festival crowd was skewing towards on the younger side. It just made me feel old.
Yeah, well, I heard that there's some fashion. Erica, quick fashion break.
Trend alert.
Oh, yeah. The new hot trend for the male youth are ankle, or what is that, mid-calf?
Crew socks?
I don't know. White Nikes with... Just all white, black swoosh, maybe some ribs in the texture.
Yes, dad socks.
The generic dry fit. Get a pair, six pairs at Foot Locker for $20.
All the 18 to 22-year-olds, white males, are doing it.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. Coming up, game recap.
Yep.
Good times, there's going to be good times, good times.
We played a game on Tuesday. Who were the captains, Buko?
I'm glad you asked, Erica. It was Gabe Yaskey versus Tom Kelly. Gabe named his team Gabe on Gabe Action. I do have to... It was spelled G-A-Y-B on G-A-Y-B. So he got very distinct that he's saying gay on gay. Like, he doesn't want... that to be lost on everyone. And Tom Kelly's team was whatever you want. anyway, that was kind of confusing. Gabe Yaskey's team won 8-5. Mostly kind of carried by Gabe Carrion.
Nice wordplay. Carry.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's, I didn't even think about that. There you go. Gabe Carrion went 3-for-3. He had a big... 3-run home run. He pitched 4 innings, gave up 3 runs in 4 innings, which is pretty good for him. He did walk 4 batters, which is kind of crazy, but...
It's par for the course.
Yeah. Anything else that happened? Noah, 2 errors. Defend yourself.
I had 2 errors in the final inning. I think the second throw was maybe catchable. But
maybe catchable.
Ooh. Maybe catchable at first.
Who was playing first base?
I think it was Dan.
Dan? Oh, okay.
And he said he lost it in the lights afterwards, so don't know what I'm going to call that.
That's an excuse.
But either way, either way, it was really on me. Should make those throws.
I mean, I thought I was getting in your head there because I was then, really yelling at you.
You did start.
But nobody else hit it. I was like, everyone hit it to Noah. He doesn't know what to do with it. But nobody was listening to me. Yeah, but you did have a good game, 3 for 3.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, a leadoff spot. They're liking your speed out there.
Stealing all my thunder.
Clugger, you're a power hitter now.
I just get lucky.
Clugger, where were you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
sinus surgery. It's not interesting. My nose is feeling pretty good, though, now.
It's good. You sound... No, I still sound nasal.
Yeah, I don't think... Hopefully that doesn't go away. That's like kind of my go-to. Mm-hmm. Any big plays from this game?
Yeah, I guess, the big play was Gabe Kerrion's 3-run home run, but, the most amazing play of the game was definitely Justin Scherr. Had an incredible catch. He, caught it. It was, one of those line drives. Cody Wren hit a line drive. It was, dying as it got to the outfield, and Scherr made a really good read on the ball, grabbed it, right off the top of the grass. Wow. It was a really impressive play. Everybody wanted to say that he trapped it, but he didn't, so...
Shoestring catch?
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't shoestring because it was sort of diving forward or to the side. Shoestring is just like when you slide forward, right? Or you pick it off your shoe top.
It's just like the height is shoestring height.
Yeah. I don't know. For the most part, Gabe Yaski's team was in control for most of the game. I don't know. Erica, your thoughts?
No. You nailed it.
I nailed it.
That was the game.
Okay, that was the game, guys.
Live in studio, Noah. Does Noah have a nickname?
It's gotta be, I don't know. Do I have a nickname for you? Have I given you a nickname?
So, no. Noah, we'll add the nickname in post-processing. Rush. Noah, how's it going?
Good, it's going well. It's going both good and well.
Good and well.
That's great to hear. Alright, so... I don't know that much about you, but we'll figure that out. You seem like you play with a sort of athletic confidence. Sort of quiet, understated, but definitely confident. Where does that come from?
Well, I've played sports all my life. I played basketball when I was growing up, and I played tennis in high school. I haven't played baseball or softball since I was 12. But,
really?
Huh. Getting back into it has been really, really fun. And yeah, it's been sort of an after college me playing sports again because I didn't play that much in college. So that's where it comes from.
Beautiful. So, what kind of an athlete were you when you were younger playing basketball?
I was always big. So,
an early growth spurt kid.
Yeah, I was an early growth spurt kid. I was tall.
Me too.
So I would play down low, and there were a couple years where I was I could dribble and run around kids because they just weren't as athletic as me. But most of the time, I was just big.
Well, at least that's where we differ, because I caught up with you eventually, I guess. I think you're still taller than me.
Me? Him. You're looking at me. That's confusing.
Okay. I know that we're the same height.
Okay, so, so I guess this is a good time to bring this up. So, a lot of people, when you first showed up to the first game of the season, you were sort of having a catch with people, and everyone was like, wow, Clegg grew or something, and it was just kind of funny. So, you really do look... like each other. You guys even have the same glasses frame stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
I think we do have the same exact glasses frames.
Are they Warby Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to know.
What have the dots?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, they're the same exact frames.
Yeah.
So I just want to know when you
They
first
look good
saw,
on our face, right?
You guys both look beautiful. Though I should say, this is the earliest we've ever recorded a podcast before. So
yeah, give me some coffee. Woo!
I already made pancakes, but, you guys missed out on those. So, when you first saw Clugger, I want to know, did you think, that guy looks like me, I need to beat him, or were you...
not really. I remember showing up and someone called me Stocky Clegger.
Yes.
And,
well, it's kind of hard because you're not, that big of a guy.
I've never been called stocky before. Right. I don't, that's like a funny
because it's
thing.
Only a comparison to Clugger, because we don't want to call you like big Clugger, because you're not like, you're just normal sized person, and Clugger's just a little.
I'm normal sized.
you're like.
We're both normal size.
Okay, but
you're
slightly
abnormal.
Anyway, I just think it's great because everybody was kind of like, wow, Clugger like bulked up or something.
I wish.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's your secret to bulking up?
I've always had big, I don't know.
So how tall were you in middle school?
In middle school, I don't know, 5'6" maybe? Maybe, is that too early?
I don't really know. I haven't thought about middle school or I don't have children in middle school.
I hit my growth spurt early. I was really tall in middle school.
It wasn't like I was sort of always towards the taller side.
Hmm. How big of a baby were you?
I think I was pretty big.
21 inches, we talking?
You want the pound. Yeah, no, pounds. Yeah,
I don't know what the fucking baby size is. Although 21 inches seems like a lot to push out of your body.
Okay, so not usually go with pound. 9 pounds is a very large baby.
Buko was 12.
I was like 9.5. I was a very big baby.
Wow, the extra 6 ounces. Really showing you today. All right, so I'll talk about when you're younger. Let's just close the loop here. Where was that?
I grew up in Cheltenham, Pennsylvania, which is just north of the city. If you go straight up Broad, it's the first township outside of Philly.
Yeah, I think that Nat Cross, same town. You guys
Cross
know each
and
other?
I had the same English teacher. We were talking about how our English teacher made up this song when we were in 8th grade.
So I have no idea. Are you older or younger? I have no idea how old you are.
I'm 24. So.
You're 24? Oh, you're younger. You're a baby. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So we had the same English teacher who was like kind of a weirdo, so we figured that out, and
that's beautiful.
So you weren't friends with Little Dicky?
I played tennis against him once, but he was several years older than me.
So he beat you?
Yeah, he beat me.
You see him on the condom commercial?
I have not seen that yet.
It's really strange. It's like a good brand extension for, I think, the...
the Dicky brand? Or the...
For Little Dicky and the condoms. It's pretty funny. It's they don't even really credit it as Little Dicky. It's really strange. Okay, so this is the, you know, this is the traditional end of summer, the last day of summer. What did you traditionally do, spending your last week before the returning of school?
You mean back in the day, or...
Let's do both, although I don't think you're going back to school now, so...
Yeah, when I was really little, I hated it, because I had to go back to school, but then I sort of started to... There's that time when, like, summer starts to get old. I don't know if you guys feel that, or if that's just me, but where I, like, I get too hot.
Yeah,
like, sure.
Get overheated, and I just want it to be fall. I don't know what I would used to do. I guess...
You weren't like a beach person, you didn't like go down the beach, or...
I would go down the beach, but it would be at different times of the
year. So you wouldn't be like the Labor Day beach
wouldn't
people.
Wouldn't be the Labor Day
beach. I mean, that's an intense crowd to be in. You gotta, that's cutthroat, I think.
Yeah.
The Labor Day beach crowd. I don't know. I can't remember a single Labor Day from my past. I don't think it was ever a big deal, except for my sister got married last year, but on Labor Day.
That's beautiful. Well, happy 1 year anniversary to
Sarah and Kyle.
Sarah and Kyle. Have they bought a house yet?
Yeah, they bought a house.
Wow. Is she expecting yet?
Wow, are you by Bob?
I'm just curious. Just wondering.
No.
All right.
But you don't worry, podcast listeners. You'll be the first to know, but it happens.
All right. So, no, went to Cheltenham, went to college. Did you come back to Philadelphia directly after that?
Yes.
So you've been in Philly pretty much your whole life?
Yes.
Okay. What are your favorite museums in the Philadelphia area?
Well, I really liked the Franklin Institute as a kid growing up, like everything about it, and especially that glass cage with the balls that move around. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't think that's there anymore.
Really?
I mean,
I could watch
the internet. You know, you can just watch it on YouTube these days.
Yeah.
Kids.
Definitely not the same. I mean,
it's weird. The Franklin Institute rebranded as just the Franklin.
Oh. It's also very expensive now, realizing as
it might have always been expensive, but it isn't. It is expensive.
Also the Mutter Museum, just for its like uniqueness. I've only been once.
Sure. Well, what in the Mutter Museum makes your stomach sort of turn the most, if you will?
I don't remember.
For me, it's the skin diseases. They bother me so much. It gives me such a.
I like the phases of the fetuses. That's cool. Like, they have, like, a very young to very mature.
That stuff I find interesting. Like there were some stuff that is like, I'm good. I don't need to see any more of that. Yeah. So what's your go-to Wawa order?
turkey hoagie, spicy mustard.
Oh, well, now there's two different types of turkey. Did you know that?
Yeah, oven roasted and
honey roasted.
Spicy? I don't know.
I think it's honey roasted.
I always try to remember to order them and then figure out how they taste, so they pretty much taste the same.
Yeah, it's really not that different. Sorry, so go ahead.
Yeah, whatever the one that's not sweet is the one I usually end up getting.
Okay.
Not
I think
honey.
That's probably oven roasted.
Probably oven roasted. Honey roasted sounds a little sweeter. What do you get on it?
Lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, hot peppers, and sweet peppers, and cucumbers.
Wow.
Salt and pepper.
That's a wet hoagie.
That's pretty much my exact order, too, although I guess.
I think it's pretty standard. I think you probably don't want to go too crazy with a Wawa hoagie.
My rule is I just, like, avoid the, like, more advanced cold cuts.
Wawa. All right, so Noah, as a millennial, do you think that you'd ever drive Uber?
Drive an Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about it. Last Thanksgiving, I ended up driving, like, when my brother comes into town, I'll pick him up from the airport, and there are a bunch of people coming in from town, and I was thinking that I was, like, driving around with people, listening to music, talking to them, and I was like, I love this, but I can't, I mean, doing it all the time would be
probably. Well, you can say your own hours.
That's true.
If you ever if you ever do it, be sure to use my referral code. We'll each get $500.
Oh.
Think about it.
Do you drive?
No, never. But I think that the Uber app has a referral no matter what. Yeah. What about Instacart as a biker?
Again, thought about it. I have a lot of people who work, and I know who work for Caviar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the big backpack. And biking around all day has its appeals. But again, you know, I have a job that is better. So I'm gonna stick to that. It might not be better, but it's what I'm doing right now.
All right. Well, what are you doing?
I'm a web developer for a design agency in Old City. So.
Derica, do you know about this guy?
I don't know if we talked about it.
So what type of clients does the design agency bring in?
They do lots of lawyers and finance firms, and like they're trying to do like food industries.
Uh-huh.
So they did, like, Love Beets, which is that, like, fancy beet company that's in all the grocery stores.
Nice.
And so, stuff like that.
So what type of technologies you work with as a web developer?
WordPress, JavaScript.
Nice.
I got nothing to add to this. I'm interested about the beets. What makes these beets so special?
They're, like, trying to sell beets, like, as an exciting thing. They flavor them. They put them in packages.
Are they pickled?
Some of them are.
I like beets.
I've heard of those, the beet drinks that are supposed to be okay.
They make beet drinks. I've never had a beet drink.
I like beets. I've never thought about drinking it in a smoothie or whatever form.
Are beets kind of a hereditary thing where some people think they taste like dirt, or does everybody kind of think they taste like dirt?
I love beets.
I like beets, too. I mean, I mainly like pickled beets, although roasted beets are pretty awesome as well. I guess raw beets in a salad. No, usually there's not really raw beets in salad. They're usually pickled, right?
They're usually roasted.
Some people make raw beet salad.
I don't know. All right, so raw beets are like super tough. Like they have to be cooked because they're just
Hope it's
like
going to make the website.
Well, no, I mean it's like woody almost when it's not cooked, and you have to cook it.
Yeah,
so it's usually roasted beets that you would be like cooked beets. And I like to make like a caprese salad, but replace the tomatoes with a beet. It's really good.
Interesting. What about cilantro?
You should tell this to these people. I might be a web developer. You should think about making like a packaged caprese beet salad.
That's actually a really good idea, Buko. You should pass that along.
Yeah.
To Love Beets.
You should.
But make sure I get the commission. Yeah.
You should just edit their website and put up a caprese salad.
Yeah, that'll force their hand.
Hack it, and put it there.
You can call it Buko's Beet Salad. Buko's Beets by Buko.
Beets by Buko. That's really
good. I'm fine with cilantro. My mom doesn't like it. She
yeah, yeah,
it
my mom
soap.
Too. Yeah, it makes
maybe you guys have the same mom.
It's possible.
I guess. Actually, I do want to know, Noah Rush, that could be anything. Irish?
It actually got changed at Ellis Island. It was Rosansky, and it got shortened.
So you are Jewish?
So I'm Jewish from...
All right, well, that's like, that's weird. It's really like...
it's, yeah, Rush is not the, does not strike me as overly Jewish.
But, Rush definitely does not.
But almost everything else about you does.
All right.
Mostly you look like Klegger.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Easy.
You more of a J. Crew, Banana Republic, Gap, Old Navy kind of guy. Where do you do your shopping?
That's a hard question.
Get out of here.
I bought these shorts from Express, okay. But I don't really know.
They look comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
Are you wearing the same shorts?
These are clearly not the same shorts. So these are from Century 21. I don't know what brand.
You got expensive taste.
They were like $10.
which Express? Express in Liberty City or Liberty Place or what are you talking? King Prussia Express?
The one in Liberty Place.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know of that one. I don't really shop at Express.
You're a couple years younger than us, but if we were to like go back to the bring something back from the 90s, like Pogs or rollerblades, like what would you bring back from like your youth that like you think maybe has a shot today?
Do you remember those Crazy Bones?
Yeah, they're like marbles, but
they're like marbles.
Yeah.
I think I've still got a few. Eggie, that guy was good.
Eggie was the star.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the Pablo Sanchez of Crazy Bones.
Yeah, so that I remember that I never got Crazy Bones. But I remember everybody else had them. I was jealous, but my parents were like, "It's a waste of money. You're not gonna play with them in like a couple months." And I was like, "No, Crazy Bones are my life, Mom and Dad." And they were right, but you know, like they didn't know that. They couldn't be sure. All right.
Do you think that they got brought back as an app or anything like that? It's an obvious choice, right?
Yeah, you could maybe call it Crazy Bones Go.
Oh, and, sick. Are you still playing Pokemon?
No.
Wow, Booko, you're missing out. The higher level stuff, really challenging, a lot of fun.
I just realized that while I was playing Pokemon Go that I liked Pokemon. That's why I was playing it, so that I just started playing Pokemon again. It made a lot more sense than like the crappy version of it. Did you play Pokemon Go, Noah?
I played Pokemon Go for like 4 days.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. But I played the original Pokemon, and I also love that.
Oh, yeah? What are you, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow kind of guy?
Pokemon Yellow.
Yellow.
I had Blue, and then I lost it, and it was...
Yeah, my Israeli cousin That's stole Blue
all
from
those,
me.
All those Pokemon, they're dead somewhere. It was really sad, really missing you. Alright, have you ever seen a shooting star?
Yes.
Have you ever wished upon a shooting star?
Talk to me about the shooting star.
I've seen a couple. I saw a meteor shower once on the top of a mountain in Maine. That was pretty great.
That sounds awesome.
What were you doing in Maine?
I was on a vacation with my family.
Banger? Were you in Banger, Maine?
We were near it. We were in Acadia.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Pretty dope place. Yeah. Cadillac Mountains, like you can see the whole coastline.
What time of year was it?
August.
Oh, great
time. Beautiful time to be in Maine.
How was the lobster?
It's delicious.
All right, so you have any siblings?
I have an older brother.
What does he do?
He's a professor.
Where?
Whoa.
He's a professor at Harvard.
Where? Wow, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Yeah, he's a professor of computer science.
How much older is he than you?
He's 7 years older than me. He's 31.
Okay, so you got some time.
Professor of computer science?
Yeah, he's pretty dope at what he does.
Tiger's mad now.
So it seems like technology really runs in your family, right?
Yes, to some degree.
Are your parents involved?
Are you part tech, cyborg? Tech is that all? What you're trying to tell us?
Well, my mom actually wrote a book once called The Parents' Guide to the Internet, which is like one of those series of books.
Sick.
So did you have trouble getting into online pornography when you were a kid?
Not at all. and my dad doesn't like uses a computer a lot, but he doesn't code.
There you go, Dad.
Yeah.
He doesn't code. He doesn't even code. How do you guys even communicate with him at that point?
So is your mom, you know, parent's guide to Tinder or anything like that?
Sort of a one-off thing where she does all these, like, she's a writer, so she gets all these gigs doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that was at a time where she was doing it. And she wrote it like me and her were going on these adventures on the internet doing all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it was all a lie.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't actually do any of this stuff, but...
Wow. way to blow up her spot.
I'm gonna return my copy. Yeah. I'm really curious. Does she use your name? Does she name drop Noah in there?
I think she name drops Noah. Wow. Yeah. But I don't think that... I think that book is a little outdated now because the internet has changed so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these things. Information superhighway moves so fast.
Yeah.
So Halloween's coming up. You know what you're gonna be for Halloween?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no. But my Stephanie keeps on wanting me to commit to being Hopper from Stranger Things, so that she can be another character from Stranger Things, which Ooh. Hasn't been determined yet. I don't want to be a cop though. Like I just don't.
Yeah. Stranger Things is an obvious good choice, but like the for the most part, you're just gonna look like a regular person unless you.
Oh, that's a good. You're gonna have a cop outfit.
Yeah, you kind of look like him.
Yeah, you kind of got the beard.
That's fine. I got to find it. I said I want to be 11, and I'll just wear a pink dress.
Yeah.
I can do that. I just got to find a pink dress that fits me. It could happen. Relax, Clay.
I'm trying to think about what that dress would look like on you.
It wouldn't look great, but that's not really the point.
All right, so now, what is the scariest thing that you've done this year?
This year? Scariest thing.
Any roller coaster? There's it's too early for the haunted houses.
Right. Well, I hurt my leg.
Oh right.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was like riding on a tube on the back of a boat.
Okay. Yeah.
That was actually like pretty like when I was young. When I was young, I thought that was like.
We haven't discussed that. Yeah. Go ahead.
But I was like a little bit younger, and I went tubing. It was like the funnest thing in the world. But this time it was just kind of miserable. Like I was getting hit back and forth, and then I like skid across the water and sprained my MCL.
So it's just a sprained MCL.
Sprained MCL.
Okay. You decide to play softball with a sprained MCL. Like, can't you damage that further?
Yeah, that was probably not a good decision.
No, it was a terrible decision.
But since then, it's been okay, and I've slowly been getting back into
Oh, sure. A sprain, athletic. Yeah, yeah. The sprain will heal itself, but you could hurt it worse.
That's true.
Yeah, we have 3 torn ACLs among the two of us, so.
3 torn ACLs, yeah.
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 How do you guys do it? I heard that it can just, like, happen. Like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. To be fair, both of mine were playing soccer, so.
Okay.
And mine was balling it up, basketball.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Kluger was a great basketball player back in the day.
I played with a lot of really good teammates.
Yeah.
You got to think, I'm the through line there. So.
Future pros.
Future Sixer, because Gerald Henderson's now on the Sixers.
Okay.
That's yeah. Right. He's going to be the wily veteran that brings us glory, maybe.
Fine. No, it's not. Yeah, Kluger was a terrible basketball player, but decided to play basketball before he graduated from college and then tore his ACL.
Yeah, and Buko's a... awful soccer player, decided to play soccer and tore both his ACLs.
I was a mediocre soccer player, tore an ACL, then tried to come back and was terrible, and then tore an ACL immediately once I returned.
Yeah.
So don't do that. In general, like, if you're, I would stay
tubing,
away from...
though, that one's new.
That's a new one, yeah. Yeah. So was it just that your, like, leg got caught in the tube, or, like, do you
flew
remember?
Off the tube.
It must have been something with, like, how I hit the water, is my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it must have been pretty fast.
I was going pretty fast.
Nice.
It was my
go boat. Faster.
Yeah. They were like the guy who was driving the boat was like trying really hard to like flip us off.
Right. Well, that's the only fun part of a tube is like if you're just getting dragged behind, because it's not like water skiing where you can like do some stuff behind it. Like you need the boat to do the work for you.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yes.
Not allergic. When's the last time you were stung by a bee?
I was in my basement and I stepped on a bee.
Oh, that's the worst.
When I was like,
how did a bee get in your basement?
Yeah. What's that bee doing on the floor in the basement? Yeah. It's still alive.
Somebody set you up, man. Yeah. Somebody put that bee down there.
No, darling, can you go get something in the basement?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hopefully there's not a lot of bees on the floor. I'm like, why would there be bees? Gotcha. All right. So you had a lot of musical people on the podcast this year. Do you play any instruments?
Yes, I do. I play trumpet and drums and guitar.
At once?
All at once.
Nice.
One man ska band.
One man ska band. Yeah.
So what was the first? Did you learn trumpet first?
I played trumpet, yeah.
Did you learn that through school?
Learned that through school.
Still have one?
Gotten the other ones. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Do you still play?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real success story.
Yeah. I stopped playing for a bit, but I'm trying to get back into it.
Do you like play like jazz with it, or like more like sort of like rock ska stuff, or like...
I want to play more jazz stuff. I've played with like a lot of my friends play rock music, but it's kind of hard to play trumpet.
You should talk to Justin Scher. He still tries to play saxophone, jazz saxophone.
Oh, cool.
And Rohan plays sax too.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about Rohan playing sax.
So what about the guitar and drums? Have you ever been in any bands? Are you in a band right now?
I was in a band that sort of just stopped playing, which is fine. But, yeah, and I was in a bunch of bands in college, but I am not in a band right now.
Nice. So, where'd you go to college?
Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
Gosh. Yeah, so all I know about Wesleyan is that it's in Connecticut.
It's a good school. Forbes ranks it number 9. I was just looking at this stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Number 9 school ranked by Forbes. That's really impressive. What'd you study there?
I studied music, actually, so...
What?
Yeah, that was kind of my thing,
okay.
Music stuff. Yeah.
So you're very musical.
Yeah, pretty musical. Very musical.
Sure. So what's the music program like there? Is there, like, do you have to focus on an instrument or a style of music, or do you have to, like, write a paper, or do you have to write a symphony?
It's very free form. There's, like, a long experimental music history there, and, like, jazz that's, like, pretty experimental. So I, at the end, wrote a paper and did, like, a big concert where I actually wrote a bunch of music in code and, like, a bunch of videos in code, which is sort of how I got to be into
Jesus.
Programming.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Fucking brainiac over here. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I was really proud of that. I haven't done that much stuff with it recently because I work doing web development, and it's like there's only so much code you can write
in your life. Don't let your day job take away from your passion.
Yeah.
Are those projects still online or available somewhere?
Yeah, I have the videos online with the music.
Personal website?
It's vimeo.com/norush, which works.
Check us out. Vimeo.com/norush.
No, just
no rush.
No rush.
No rush.
No rush.
Oh, is that like your pseudonym?
Yeah, I guess so.
No rush is great.
Yeah.
Do you play rush songs in reverse or something like that?
Oh, I've never tried. Yeah.
Sorry, that's...
That's okay.
Yeah. So you listen to any other podcasts? Other than your weekly listen to this one, of course.
Oh, yeah. Other podcasts?
Yeah.
I've just gotten into that Radiolab Supreme Court podcast.
I added it, and then I downloaded a couple episodes, and then I was like, I'm never going to listen to this. What's it called, like a More Perfect Union or something?
Yeah, More Perfect Union.
Is it? It's worth getting into?
Or just More Perfect. More Perfect? I think it's really cool.
Is it more about the history Supreme Court cases or current ones that are...
It's more about, like, historical cases that are still relevant.
Okay.
Or, like...
I'll have to check that out, then.
Yeah, it's cool.
Or download and not listen, like Clugger does.
Hey, you know...
I'm a big fan of downloading.
I can participate in the conversation, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
All right, so what would it take you today to vote for Donald J. Trump?
If you sent me a bunch of those hats that said "Make Mexico Great Again,"
that's
awesome.
All we can do. We'll talk to our people. We'll get that in action.
Wow,
we're sponsored by Donald Trump from here on out.
Yeah,
no.
Have you seen that video of him like dancing in the church, the black church?
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold it.
That's
what loses my vote is him not being able to dance at a black church.
Why would that has nothing to do with whether I'd vote or not? Like,
dare you hold him to such a high standard?
I've just never seen
You're
him
so crooked.
I've never seen him more uncomfortable. Like he's usually like
he doesn't give a shit about being there.
Right. Well, that's the thing is that but like
he Ben actually Carson was checking his phone. Did you see that video? It's so funny.
Yeah. Whatever.
The Reverend? No, not Reverend Ben Carson. The
doctor.
Yeah.
The good doctor.
The good doctor.
Something like that.
Didn't I take you to higher places you can't reach without?
Are you more of a sweet or a savory kind of guy?
Savory.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. If
Does
you could,
no one ever say sweet anymore?
I think that there is a definite split where, like, I don't think we've ever had a male guest say sweet. But I think we've had some females say sweet.
There you go.
Not Erica, because she's more of a savory
guy.
Erica's more of a savory kind of guy.
My test is always at, like, breakfast. Like...
Yeah.
See, the weird thing is that, like, I am definitely more of a savory kind of guy, but I really like chocolate chip pancakes.
I love chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah. I mean, it's better if it's got, like, a side of, you know, meat with it, so to balance it out, you know, salty and sweet. Got to do that. Got to do that. That's what I did today.
You made pancakes today?
I made pancakes, yeah.
Do you have any? Did you bring any leftovers?
There were no leftovers.
There were no survivors.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones at all. I kind of hope you don't.
I don't.
Great. So how do you? But I'm sure you've heard your friends talk about it here and there.
Yes.
How do you think Game of Thrones is going to end? From a novice's perspective.
I think Khaleesi is going to take back Westeros. And then there's going to be peace in the valley.
Peace beautiful. In the valley.
Heard it here, folks. That's really good. As I watched most of the first and second season, and what are we at? Only like five. I've only missed like 30 or 40 episodes. I feel like you're pretty much right. Yeah, I
think it's heading in that direction.
Glad we didn't waste our time with that.
Definitely
bullshit.
The peace in the valley part. What is your favorite show on TV? Actually,
I'm actually about halfway through Stranger Things right now. Which
okay,
I know is a little bit behind the curve, but
I just finished it a few days ago. Yeah.
Halfway through,
easy to watch.
Only means you have 4 episodes left if you're halfway through. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's pretty great so far.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Sorry. Right.
Don't play with the...
What was the question? TV show?
Yeah, TV show.
TV show? I like cartoons. I like The Simpsons a lot. That's not...
Do you still watch The Simpsons?
I don't.
What was the last season that you'd say that you could stomach?
I don't know. Some of the new ones are watchable for moments, but like me and my housemate watched one that came out recently and it's
insane, like, what they, like, do to try and get into the meat of the episode. Like, where it starts to, like, where they're trying to go with it. It's just like, you guys are really out of ideas. Stop. Please.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because some of the older episodes, that worked really well.
Yeah, like, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching...
Better writers.
This morning, I was watching the episode where... Homer works for like the Bond villain dude.
That's one of my favorites.
It's one of the, but like it's the same. Like it's like absolutely batshit how they like get from point A to point B.
Hank Scorpio.
Yeah.
And how does he end up working for Hank Scorpio?
Does
he just sort of come out of nowhere?
Yeah, it just sort of comes out of nowhere.
He's the longest working employee at the plant.
At the plant after Smithers.
Hank Scorpio.
Homer is.
And then how does he get involved with Scorpio?
That's the thing, is they're just like, he's just gonna go with them. Like, it's just, that's maybe one of the less ridiculous ones now that I think about it. But it's one of those ones where, like, you can see, like, maybe the fissures in the show, even though it's an amazing episode, you're like, but they're gonna keep trying to do this exact same thing over and over again, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's besides the point. Sorry.
Alright, so how fast do you think you can type?
I've been getting better, I've realized. But I think 60 words per minute is reasonable? I don't know. Is that slow or fast?
I think a word per second sounds pretty good to me. I don't know what I think fast is, like 80 or like 120,
sure.
Right? Like, but like, it feels kind of indulgent.
Yeah, what do you have to do
point?
To pass the secretary's test?
I feel like it's probably faster than 60. How do you delete stuff? Do you do a lot of?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of deleting. I like to delete. What about T9? You think that you do? Did you ever T9 text?
I did T9 text, but not anymore. I had to like T9. They had like the new Comcast thing where you just search for it.
Yeah.
T9 it.
Really?
I think that was the.
I thought you just speak into it.
T9'd.
But yeah,
I don't have the really new Comcast.
No X1 Infinity.
Yeah, my parents have that, and we were doing that for a while.
Nice. What about?
I never thought that I needed to talk to my TV to be like.
My aunt has it. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure it is, but like that was like never something like, you know, like innovation is usually based. Whatever.
It's something that you do like 3 times and never do it again.
Right. That's what I mean. Like nobody's up.
Because it's like you can be like, show me basketball, and they're like, these are the basketball games. You're like, cool. But
cool.
Like,
it's on ESPN or TNT. Like I knew it was anyway.
All right. Do you remember playing any games in your graphing calculator?
Yes.
What games?
Did you create a game?
I did not create a game. I
You didn't even create a Connect 4 game?
Did your brother make a Connect 4 game?
He probably has made a Connect 4 game at some point.
Yeah.
But I played the Blockman game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Block Dude.
There we go.
Yeah, that was a throwback.
What do you think Block Dude's up to these days?
I don't know. I got a.
He also hasn't made the crossover to an app.
I got to break out my T9 calculator for my pre-calc class I'm taking, so... We'll see.
Nice. Just store all the answers in the notes function. All right, so before we get into softball questions, where do you think that you will be in 10 years?
Oh, wow. Probably Philadelphia. And I'm really bad at this question.
Professor of... leader yeah. of...
Yeah. Like, you think you'll keep up with the web design stuff? Maybe like work in some music stuff? Just keep being creative out there?
I'll probably hopefully try and work in some music stuff. Sorry. more than web development stuff, I like often think of like doing something else when I do web development. Just because at the moment, there's like my role at the company is sort of...
Limited.
Uh-huh.
Just like I have a lot of downtime. And nice. It's like, it's nice, but it's like,
boring.
Yeah,
I get that.
So, yeah, hopefully working towards some music stuff. If not, I have like a lot of interest that I would maybe pursue more.
Nice. And, yeah. Well, if you ever change your frames, please let me know so I will coordinate that. I'm not going to change mine in the next 10 years, so maybe we could you know,
yeah, these are
agree
like,
on that.
These are the best ones for my face.
Fit yeah. my face.
Because you guys have the same face.
Get in the softball part of the podcast about softball. Sound good to you, Buko?
Yeah, let's do it. All softball, right. More softball.
All right. So, where'd you hear about the softball game?
My friend Hal Pearson played with you guys.
Twice.
Maybe.
I don't even know how Hal knows. Is Hal friends with...
Probably Gabe.
Gabe.
All right. So, Hal...
Hal is a friendly dude, and he told me about the softball game because he knew that I liked playing softball. And then I decided I would come, and then it was really fun.
Yeah.
Again, hadn't played softball in a while.
How do you know Hal?
Hal and I went to college together. We actually played in a reggae band in college together.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's great. Yeah.
So what instrument did you play in the reggae band?
I played trumpet in the reggae band.
Okay. And what did Hal play?
Hal was our drummer.
Oh, I really wanted it to be his, like, the singer.
The singer, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it traditional reggae or, like, rock?
No, it was, like, roots. It was, like, roots. I don't know that much about reggae destinations, but it was pretty traditional reggae.
As traditional as a couple of guys from Wesleyan.
Yeah, so a couple guys from Connecticut.
So we were, it was all white kids, except our singer was from Kenya, and he loved reggae, and he was very good.
What was
and
the name?
Men with Bad Manners. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, because you're rude boys.
Yeah. So it was a cool experience. We played like one crazy show where we played for like all these Kenyan kids who'd come over to America for college in this program in this like small apartment, and like everyone just loved it. So that was really cool.
Nice.
That's some fun. Yeah.
That's cool.
Sounds funky.
Yeah.
So you have a favorite position at softball?
Shortstop.
Shortstop?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're a good shortstop, or do you feel like you just need some work? Or
I feel like I probably need some work.
You think?
To get back into it. I feel like I'm all right now.
I feel like you're pretty good. Yeah. It's hard. Shortstop's really hard. The field is unforgiving with the bounces. You don't know what sort of hop you're going to get.
Yeah.
Pretty fast. Who do you think is the MVP of the season so far?
It's probably either Tom Kelly or Gabe Carrion.
Okay. No, that's like... That's both those.
What's the strength? Why would you choose a Tom Kelly over Gabe Carrion or vice versa? What are the strengths right here?
I feel like maybe Tom Kelly is the most like imposing hitter, but Gabe Carrion seems to be everywhere on the field.
Okay.
I feel like that is helps him out a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I agree with you for the most part there. So do you think that you've gotten better? In the games you played?
Yeah, I think so. It's,
I think everyone was pretty impressed with you off the bat. Just,
Nice.
No, I just mean like everyone. Like, no, yeah. I just I think everybody was like, oh, that kid's pretty good. He's way better than Kleger. but yeah, like, and considering that you said that you hadn't played since you were like in middle school or whatever, that's pretty impressive. I guess it's just athletic. You can do anything.
I know all about that.
Yeah.
So what do you like doing more, playing the field or up to bat?
I like playing the field. I've sort of always liked defense more. But I do like, I get so bummed when the ball doesn't come to me.
Sure. what's your like most memorable moment playing softball this season? Like either something that happened or something you did. Probably like what sticks out in your mind?
Definitely when I hit a home run.
Oh, you hit a home run. Okay.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was it over the fence?
Yeah.
Do you remember who you hit it off of?
Tom Kelly.
Oh, nice. That must have felt good, right?
That was the first pitch of the game. That was.
Oh,
that
yeah, was, now I remember that.
Home run? Was I there? I don't think I remember.
I remember it. I now remember it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is a great memory. You'll always have that. So, so how do you feel about leading off? Do you think that that's your natural in the batting order?
I like it. It's something that's new to me. Never done it before this softball season.
Oh.
And
where'd you used to hit? I mean, I guess it's not really that relevant.
I mean, in like when I was like 12. Like five hole.
Oh, yeah. Because you were the big dude.
Yeah, I was big.
Yeah. You're not the best, but you're a big dude, so we'll put you at five. That makes sense. Okay. So who do you think would win in a fight? Just a regular fight. Matt Smith or Cody?
Matt Smith.
Wow. Buka, thoughts?
Cody was in prison, so I'm going to give the edge to Cody.
Matt Smith like accidentally injures himself every game.
That's true. Yeah, there's that. I think they're both pretty.
They're both kind of crazy, though.
Be a lot of
though.
Limbs going. Like it's super lanky people.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm just going to give the edge to Cody because.
I'm giving the edge to Cody here too. But Matt Smith might be capable of getting some fire in his eyes and going crazy.
Yeah.
What about Zach Crone versus? Matthew Bukovetsky.
I don't like this question.
I think Bukov could take him.
I'm sure Zach disagrees with you. I don't know what I have no idea.
He's got longer arms than him.
He does have a rocket. He has a rocket pitch.
Yeah,
he does. He definitely can throw a ball higher than I can. I don't know. He's a pretty big guy. To be honest,
you're a little bit kind more of solid. Though.
He's kind of a teddy bear a little bit.
That's though. What it's we. A, I mean, I would pay to see these two back to back fights.
Yeah, the Matt Smith Cody one would be pretty funny, but I don't really know. Whoever wins gets a date with somebody sort of thing in the middle for them to fight over. I'm trying to figure out why they would fight each other.
Oh, I don't know. Just like Matt Smith thought Cody said
like,
something.
Like I know why Cody's I would like, fight what? Zach. Right. Like I know why I would fight Zach. I don't know why Cody
eventually. What would your motivation be in your eventual Crone versus Buko title fight?
He's talked a lot of shit to me. I'm ready. Give it.
Training montage.
yeah, exactly.
All right. So we were going to ask you about your thoughts on the fence, but I'm guessing positive.
Yeah, I think it could be moved back a little bit.
Nice. I like that challenge.
Yeah.
It's probably at, what, 210 now?
I don't know. It's with the way it's on the 340. Field, when it's lying down on the field, it's kind of good. I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
I think I like that even when it is laid down, like, I think it makes a lot of sense because it creates a barrier, but it's also kind of weird to have this fence lying down on the field.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's better than not having the fence, though, I think. I don't know how I feel about the balls rolling and people getting extra base hit that way. Not bad, as long as it's universal.
Right, that's true.
What's your favorite bat to hit on? You have any memorable bats?
I like that one that had a hole in the top that was, I think, Gabe Carrion's bat. The black one.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Also, whatever, someone had a nice one last week.
How do you guys think about that Mizuno one that's bamboo? How do you feel about that bat?
Oh, I liked it at the beginning, but I actually realized that I'm better with a heavier bat, actually.
Yeah, why do you think, I don't think, does anyone in the MLB use bamboo?
No, I don't think it's a hard enough wood.
It seems kind of strange that they make bats out of it, though, right? I guess is it sustainable? Is bamboo sustainable?
I have no idea. I assume it would be. It grows a lot faster than a tree.
Yeah, but it requires a lot of water, right?
That's true, but if you grow it in an area that doesn't have a... Right, yeah. If you have an area that hasn't... Like, don't grow it in, like, Southern California. Like, I get, you know, like, if it needs a lot of water, put it in a place that can sustain something that needs a lot of water.
I love you talking green thumb tips right now. Okay. So Noah, what are your thoughts to improve the game? You know, the fence is an attempt to improve the game. You know, we have all these things. What should we do to further it?
I had the I always liked at the beginning of games when they announce the lineups.
Ooh.
And if you had like someone with like a bullhorn announce who's up,
okay,
that would be like a.
That seems like the direction we're moving into. I would love to see maybe a little national anthem. Maybe you could you could reunite men with bad manners. And I think a lot of us would be kneeling.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
you know, the home and away teams on the sidelines and like
that'd be fun.
I'm totally into it.
A little pageantry, spice it up. All
right, we're gonna get you out of here on these three questions.
Okay.
All right. So Noah, what would your custom hot dog be to represent your personality?
The Noah dog.
The Noah dog. The Rush dog. No Rush dog.
The No Rush dog.
Okay. Definitely have spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard.
Okay.
I'm all about that.
All about that spicy mustard.
And some kind of slaw, not beets, but like.
Okay. So that's
like
it.
Like coleslaw.
Yeah. Coleslaw. Yeah. Some kind of slaw. I can't remember.
Coleslaw.
Maybe a cole or.
What kind of bun?
Sesame seed.
All right, like a hot dog bun.
Like a sesame seed.
Do they do that? I guess they do that. Why not?
Sesame seeds. Sure.
Throw fucking sesame seeds.
I know for a fact Arnold's has a sesame seed.
And everything hot dog bun.
Everything hot dog bun?
Okay.
Because you got your hands in a lot of different projects?
Sure.
Wow.
I feel like if you're going to have a coleslaw, though, I feel like it needs to be like a hearty bun because like it's kind of a wet, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Just thinking out, you know, I'm not going to make it.
You might have to eat it fast. I don't know.
Yeah, you might just have to eat it fast. I mean, to be fair, when you get a hot dog from a baseball game, it's usually coming out of water, so it's going to be a little wet anyway.
Yeah. My stomach's growling.
So that's it. Yeah. So everything bun. Hot dog, mustard, spicy mustard, coleslaw.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the No Rush dog.
Yeah.
The No Rush dog, sorry.
All right, so what would your personal mascot be? Someone that dresses up, follows you around, you know, represents your personality, gives you, like, you know, makes you happy, accentuates everything about you. Cody last week said he wanted to dress up as a, or he wanted to have a beer
His
mascot.
Yeah.
With butt sex or...
Butt drunk. So that's the bar that we're aiming for.
We're raising. We're going for.
Oh yeah, I guess we could raise the bar.
Yeah,
seems hard.
We could probably raise the bar.
I feel like a giant sandwich person.
A sandwich. What type of sandwich?
Hungry.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know, like a hoagie.
A hoagie. So would it be your turkey with?
No. Well, now I'm just talking about my favorite hoagie. I don't know if this is the way we want to go with this.
I mean, it's your mascot.
It's your mascot.
Keep going with the hoagie.
Okay.
So does the hoagie have like arms or is it literally just like a hoagie?
It's like an inchworm that
I want like one of those silly costumes where it's like very obviously a human wearing like a like the kind of people you see like on the street.
Super anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Like
I think
Liberty.
I'm into that.
Taxes.
I would love to have a hoagie follow me around.
Especially with an edible hoagie, I could just eat my mascot as the day went on.
No, that's fucked up. You can't. There's obviously a person in there.
Well, I'm just saying, you could make
like
it happen.
You're like Buka's hoagie mascot. You're like eating it. He's like, please stop. And you're like, shh, quiet, you. You're making this worse for
you. Why would you have a hoagie mascot if you can't eat the hoagie?
Because it represents something to you. All right, and finally, what would your walk-up music be?
It's that song that's like, y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
DMX.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. Gets you hyped.
Yeah.
You wanna sing a little bit more?
No, I'm good.
Come on, you're a musician.
Can you play us the one?
Yeah,
one man's cover.
At least, can you do the trumpet part?
I don't think there is.
pound, but no, that's I mean, Rough Riders anthem. I mean, you could probably make a trumpet.
That's
thing.
A different one. Yeah, that's a little bit easier.
I'm trying to, yeah. It would be hard. Yeah.
Is he part of the Bad Boy? He must be part of the Bad Boys reunion tour going on right now, right?
I think he's in like serious mental and like, I don't think he's in that.
But I don't think that's new for DMX.
Yeah, but like I think it's been exacerbated over recent months. Okay, sorry. Like I don't think he's doing that. Is what I mean to say.
Way to end. Way to end the interview on a really sad note.
Why would you ask that question? You know DMX isn't doing well.
I thought he was doing fine.
No.
Last time I saw him, he looked fine. I saw him on Fresh Off the Boat. Great show. Watch that show. Hilarious.
You watch like an ABC like 30-minute.
Okay. we're not going to get into that right now. But yes, I do, and it's hilarious. But anyway, DMX, if you're listening, get better soon.
Yeah,
good wishes.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. All your mates have been to jail before, suck my dick.
Right, you know what? Thanks a lot for joining us on the podcast. Hope you appreciate your time here.
I hope you appreciate your time here.
On Earth.
On Earth. Oh, okay. I thought you meant in your house.
Fuka, what are you gonna do for the rest of the day?
I have no fucking clue. I really don't. Somebody call me.
All right. Later.
I'm gonna go stalk Noah on his date.
Yeah, good luck on that. Where are you guys going?
Coffee shop.
Which coffee shop?
Rival Brothers.
Shouldn't have told us.
I know.
Yeah. Alright, we'll see you there.
Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
meet me outside. Get me outside. Get me outside. Get me outside.